Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, December 12th. In a follow-up to a story we had on yesterday's newscast, the Colorado Secretary of State's office dismissed a complaint against Representative-elect Matt Soper one day after it was filed. According to the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, the complaint was dismissed by the Secretary of State's office because it wasn't filed properly and because it does not address something the office has jurisdiction over. The complaint against Soper, a Republican from Delta County, was filed by Palisade resident and former trustee David Edwards, challenging Soper's victory in the race for House District 54 on the grounds that he did not satisfy the one-year residency requirement for candidates. Edwards was told in a letter that the complaint was not filed under the appropriate Colorado statute. That law requires the contester to pay all costs of a challenge if it fails, even if it is not deemed frivolous. Edwards was advised of the appropriate steps to take should he want to file the complaint in the future. If he does refile the complaint, which would have to be done by Monday, Soper would have 10 days to respond. Then the matter would be referred to the Colorado House and an administrative law judge for adjudication. Edwards also filed a complaint with the 7th Judicial District Attorney's Office, alleging voter fraud, saying Soper repeatedly voted from an address he may not live at. That complaint is still under investigation. Last month on the KVNF regional newscast, we reported on a state task force charged with evaluating Colorado's juvenile justice system. In its final report, the task force points to shortcomings in the system and puts forth a number of policy recommendations. Democrat and State Senator-elect Pete Lee of Colorado Springs co-chaired the committee. Lee spoke with Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange member KRCC's Jake Brownell about the task force and the changes he hopes to see.
The impetus behind it was a belief that it was time to look at Colorado's juvenile justice system from beginning to end, from the beginning point where kids enter the system to the end point and everything in between. The outcomes were not satisfactory by any measure. Kids who went through the juvenile justice system and actually went into the Department of Youth Services, 50% of them got rearrested for committing new crimes within two or three years after getting out. They weren't achieving educational outcomes within the division. Far too many kids were being sent into the juvenile justice system. When we began looking at what was going on in the system, it was clear to us that something was amiss.
And so this task force got together, looked at the system, came away with some recommendations. What are some of the big takeaways?
What we heard from scores and scores of people who were participating in this task force is that the best thing you can do for most juveniles in the criminal justice system is to get them out of the criminal justice system, out of the juvenile justice system. And what the task force recommended is that juveniles should be sent into programs that emphasize accountability, acceptance of responsibility, and restorative practices, that by doing that, they'll reduce the risk of these kids reoffending or committing further harm. The task force also recommended the development of a validated risk assessment tool to help people at the gateway to the system to determine, what do these kids need? They've committed an offense. Let's find out what's going on. We wanted to ensure that only the kids who are at greatest risk of doing harm in the community are put into detention.
You'll be entering the state Senate in 2019. There will be a Democratic control of Colorado state government. What do you hope to kind of get done on juvenile justice and criminal justice reform more broadly? What are some of the big things you really hope you can accomplish starting in 2019?
I've got a couple of initiatives that I'm going to pursue, Jake. One of them is to, along with my co-chair of the Improving Outcomes Task Force, Senator Bob Gardner, we are going to co-sponsor a omnibus juvenile justice bill to incorporate the principles that arose out of the agreement of the members of this task force.
So you mentioned your work on this issue with Bob Gardner, who is a Republican. And, you know, nationally, we're seeing some bipartisan reform efforts in the criminal justice system around mandatory minimum sentencing, creating diversion programs, that sort of thing. Are you feeling like there is a kind of broad-based bipartisan consensus that's starting to form around this issue and the sort of agreement that things need to change in our criminal justice system?
I do, Jake. Some may have heard about the recent proposals coming out of the White House at the instance of Jared Kushner. Well, actually, who came together to develop those proposals were from the ACLU and the Koch brothers. Now, if that isn't an unlikely alliance, I don't know what is. But in fact, they reached an accord understanding that locking people up for extended periods of time, knowing full well that it's very expensive to do so. The cost of incarceration in the state of Colorado is some $38,000 a year to keep one person in prison. So conservatives can acknowledge that there are probably more cost-effective ways to do things. And from the perspective of the ACLU, it's an extraordinary denial of freedom and liberty to engage in mass incarceration. So Republicans and Democrats and liberals and conservatives and libertarians can find common ground to develop proposals that work better for the entire community to get better outcomes. And that's really what we're looking for.
It's crunch time for Coloradans who want to purchase health insurance from the state marketplace. Capital Coverage reporter Scott Franz has more.
Residents must apply before midnight on Saturday if they want their coverage to start January 1st. After this deadline, residents still have another month to enroll, but then they will have to wait until February 1st for their coverage to start. Kevin Patterson is the CEO of the state's insurance marketplace.
This is so far been a banner start for our open enrollment. We're ahead of a number of records.
The cost of available insurance plans is also going up. Patterson says premiums are increasing by an average of 5.6% for plans taking effect next year. I'm Scott Franz.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, December 12th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.